This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
It's another hour, What's on Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. You know we're very grateful for that, don't you? Probably don't say it enough, but we are. Very appreciative. We are. We're not so appreciative for rain and cold right now, and neither is the folks at Butler Machinery due to the wet field conditions. Butler is actually wanting us to let you know they have to cancel their field days event that we're scheduled for tomorrow and Wednesday. All right, so wet field conditions. I'll say, holy buckets, there was some rain. And some of the thunderstorm systems on radar, you're like, what is going on? So it was an active weather weekend, no doubt about that. And a little cool now, too. So anyway, wanted to pass that along as well. This is What's on Your Mind, and we're going to talk about a number of things this hour, including more of the same from last hour. Your thoughts on John McCain. I have a boatload of texts I've not gotten to yet, so I'm going to get to those. Senator John Hovind will join us momentarily, talk a little bit about his colleague, John McCain. We'll also talk with Congressman Kevin Cramer. We have news that the NAFTA deal is, as the Secretary of Commerce, Wilbur Ross, told us on this program Thursday, he said, days. I don't want to jinx it, but this thing is within days. For sure, by the end of the month, we're very close, and if everything goes continues to go well, we should have a deal with Mexico, and Canada will come to the table as soon as Mexico is sealed up. So everything, basically, he said, is coming, too. So Congressman Cramer is going to talk a little bit about that. And much more. I have some stats, I promised, from Colorado on the legalization of marijuana impact there. So all that this hour on What's on Your Mind. Your calls, your questions, your comments, welcome as always at 800-228-0550, 800-228-0550. Senator John Hovind joins us now on our Newsmaker line. Senator, how are you?
Good morning, Scott. How are you? Greetings to you and your listeners.
So what's your favorite John McCain memory?
Oh, you know, there's a lot. Obviously, not only a colleague, but he and I were friends. And, you know, clearly a hero, amazing, you know, his record, serving in the military as a prisoner of war. So, you know, my memories really go to his support for our men and women in uniform and all the work we did to not only make sure that we support our men and women that do so much for us, but also to make sure that they have the absolute best technology and you know what they need when they go out there and defend us. So I think more than anything, you know, that really captures his number one concern was our military and being strong militarily. And I have so many memories with him, but really working on our military, I think, was number one, working for our great military.
So if he was, you know, working a particular piece of legislation, and he would come and say, "Hey, John, you know, we really want you on this." And I mean, was he a tenacious lobbyer? Was he as a colleague? Was he would he work you over good if he wanted you to come his way on a vote?
Well, I think he did that in some cases. I mean, I knew him so well that he knew. You know, he just came and talked to me straight up. And if I was going to support it, I did. And if I wasn't, I didn't. He did. I mean, you know, we knew each other at a level where, you know, he would say, "Here's what I'm doing, here's why," and I'd say, "Well, I'm either supportive or I'm not, and here's why." And you know, we've spent enough time talking and doing things that, and he knew pretty well where I was going to be most of the time. So, you know, it wasn't like he did a lot of arm twisting or that kind of stuff with me. We knew each other too well. I was either going to do it or not, and it was very straightforward, and we talked very frankly. So it was a good relationship. You know, I mean, we understood each other pretty well.
A number of our listeners today have raised his vote on the repeal and replacement of Obamacare being the deciding vote and all that drama and having to go thumbs down. I think I asked you shortly after, you know, why would he do that? Why would he why would he go that way, having, you know, supported repeal and replacement efforts before? And I think you said, I don't know. I mean, I really don't know. Did you ever get any more insight into what that was about? Was that more about his opposition to the president than it was that piece of legislation? Or what was the deal there?
You know, you and I talked about that. And if you, you know, I was standing right there and when he made his vote, and I talked to him earlier in the evening. It was, you know, we all gathered. It was about midnight. I think that vote was about 2 in the morning. We've been going all day. And, you know, I'd asked him about it, and he's, my understanding, he was going to be with us on the vote. And so he and Lindsey Graham, a number of guys, had had a press conference, which, you know, I thought seemed somewhat odd. But then when I talked to him that night, he said he didn't say he was going to vote against it. He wouldn't really say too much. So as I told you, I was surprised. And, you know, he'd just come back. He had brain surgery. It was within days of that. So I, you know, as we talked about before, Scott, I'm really not sure on that vote. But I did not know it was coming. You know, I don't think anybody really did. I don't know when he decided. But, I mean, you know, we have managed to eliminate the individual mandate in a later vote. And take some steps. But obviously, there's more to do on health care, and we're going to have to address it.
I talked a little bit today about the state of our politics, where whether you agree with someone or disagree with them politically on this vote or that vote, that, you know, you should be able to step back and say, you know, boy, you know, a servant of the public, right? A servant in the military, a servant in the Senate, whether we disagree or not. Yet, given his sort of position as a bit of a maverick and constantly agitating against President Trump, we got more people that, you know, don't want to buy into that, don't want to set aside politics and say thank you for your service. Do you think our politics are at a really ugly kind of fractured point right now?
So, you know, it is tough, obviously, but, you know, we've always been a country where we can disagree, but at the end of the day, we're all Americans, and we have our, you know, our democracy, our republic, and we let everyone express their views. We decide things at the ballot box, and then we hold certain principles and ideals above all others, freedom, liberty, our military. And so that's why when I talk about John McCain, obviously there were things that I disagreed with him on and others too. But you have to look at his love of our military, his support, and his record serving the country in the Navy, and, you know, his time as a prisoner of war. He could have come home earlier because his father was an Admiral. It's kind of, you know, just an aside, I always called Senator McCain the Admiral. I was, you know, he kind of liked that. He was actually a captain, but both his father and grandfather were admirals. He could have come home earlier. He said, no, I'm not going to go until the other POWs are released. So you have to look at those kind of things and really honor them and recognize, yeah, there are times when you disagreed, but he is truly somebody who loved his country and served his country.
Before I let you go, I want to talk a little bit about some news that we're getting today out of the discussions related to NAFTA, specifically that a tentative deal with Mexico is done on NAFTA. I would imagine you welcome that news and tell us a little bit about what you think at this point we
sure
have in store.
So, as you've been hearing, you heard it from Wilbur Rush, you heard it from others. The administration has been negotiating with Mexico. So what they're going to talk about today is, you know, agreement with Mexico. They've made real progress. And all along as they've, you know, I've been to the White House for meetings. I've talked to not only the president, but, you know, all the different negotiators, the cabinet heads, all that kind of thing. And they keep saying, well, the negotiations are going well with Mexico. I've been saying, great, great. Nail that down. That will put pressure on Canada to come into the deal. And I think that's what you'll see is happening. And so that's good. That's a positive development.
So when do you think, you know, well, I guess mainly our farmers and ranchers have a little clearer idea of what this new NAFTA will look like? How far off is that, do you believe?
Oh, no, you'll start to get an idea today. The president's going to come out today and talk about, you know, the progress that's been made. And so you'll start to get a good idea on it today. Really, the sticking points are things like automobiles and then this five-year renewal provision. So, you know, you'll start to get that sense even with today's announcement.
Very interesting. It's, you know, certainly interesting times. And obviously China, according to, you know, Secretary Ross, is further off and is going to take a little bit longer. But as far as the farmers and ranchers you're hearing from, do you see this as being a big win? I mean, is this going to quiet a lot of the concern out there?
Yeah, I think this is going to help. And then the other thing you'll see today here in just a little bit is USDA is going to come out with their announcement on disaster assistance, or excuse me, the assistance that they're providing during the negotiation. And obviously that is directed more to China because all along, we've been talking about getting NAFTA done early fall. Hopefully that's happening now as we've been pushing for. China's taking longer. That's why the assistance is out there while that negotiation is going on. You'll see that package. Hey, there's some good things in it, some things that need more work, but it's just the first part of that assistance.
A lot happened. We'll keep tabs on that. Thank you, Senator, for the time. Appreciate sharing some thoughts about Senator John McCain and also your thoughts on this newly announced deal. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Scott.
We'll take a break. Congressman Cramer next.
On Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
So maybe we didn't get a big flood this year. That doesn't mean you don't have water seeping in through those cracks. At Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have a solution for every basement problem. Whether you need waterproofing, drain tile, a crack repaired, or help stabilizing that settling foundation, we can help assist you. Your home is your greatest asset. Let Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North help you preserve and protect it. To see how, go to PCCND.com. That's PCCND.com.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers' revolutionary CompuDry Command Center is a fully automatic computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dried to your exact specifications. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
Wind energy is one of the fastest growing energy sectors in North Dakota and has invested over $3 billion here. The growth of this low-cost resource in our energy mix helps keep electricity prices here among the lowest in the country. A 200-megawatt wind farm pays nearly $300,000 annually in property taxes. Those dollars flow to our communities for schools and emergency services. Wind energy. Low cost, reliable, good for landowners and our communities. Supporting all of the above energy policy for North Dakota. This message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions, ndforallenergy.org.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Keeping you safe is what we're all about here on What's on Your Mind. That's why we talk a lot about the safety calendar and what's happening, and the North Dakota Safety Council. That's a private nonprofit, by the way, at ndsc.org and WSI. You know about them, right? And you can find out more about them at workforcesafety.com. In fact, WSI has a partnership with the Associated General Contractors through the Safety Training and Education Program to provide safety training classes. So you can check those out at their WSI calendar, workforcesafety.com as well. And also online learning management system that's available to employers. There's like 450 safety courses. 450 safety courses. WSI can tell you more about that, but another great way to go as well. And don't forget driver training, Alive at 25 being one prime example, because the North Coast Safety Council is tops in driver safety training for employers and others as well. Texture says, come on, let's talk about cannabis already. I suppose Scott is going to wait till the end of the show so no one can reply. Well, that wasn't the intent. It just became a busy morning here. Right before we broke on the air, of course, we had the news of the NAFTA deal, and then a lot of folks wanted to weigh in on John McCain. And so, as usual, we have a lot going on. I can quickly rip through these stats if you want. And the background on this is that we've spent some time on the program, not a lot, but a couple of occasions where this question of measure number 3 on the ballot this November, and how you will vote. This is the legalization of recreational marijuana. Not medical. That's in the law. Recreational. And I have said a few times that there are a lot of statistics on this that should alarm you. They alarm me. And so I have a list of some of the benchmarks in Colorado. But if you want to talk about any of these, after I read them or whenever, call in. I mean, that's what it's. I don't have a lot of patience for people who whine on text about not being able to talk about things when we take anybody and anybody. Pick up the phone and call. So give us a ring. But we will get to those before the end of the hour. Right now, Congressman Kevin Cramer on some breaking news related to NAFTA. Welcome back. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you, Scott. How are you?
Good. Thanks for joining us on short notice here. But right before the show began, this news broke, and we wanted to talk a little bit about it today. I guess we can't call this a surprise because Secretary Ross basically telegraphed this exact thing. I replayed a clip of our interview in which he said, by the end of the month, could be within days, don't want to jinx it, but this is very close. And as soon as we get Mexico down in principle, then Canada comes to the table. And so he pretty much told us everything, didn't he?
Well, he did, and it's been signaled for some time. A lot of the news, frankly, Scott, has been coming out of Mexico, frankly, from their chief negotiator, their guy's named Guajardo. He has been very open to the press the last couple of weeks talking about this with great optimism. But the real spokesperson, of course, is about to take the stage here, take the podium, and that being President Trump, who's been working tirelessly on this, promised this. This is, of course, not the end of the game, but it's probably a touchdown. And on our way toward the end of the game, and he's talked very directly to me about this, and this is just exactly how he sees it playing out. So far, so good.
Is this, ultimately getting a new NAFTA, a renegotiated NAFTA? Is this, you believe, the issue that concerns farmers and ranchers in North Dakota the most?
You know, it's interesting, Scott, because I think for farmers and ranchers in North Dakota, like farmers and ranchers anywhere, everywhere, and frankly, people who produce all kinds of things, it sort of depends on what it is you produce. You know, what's your main product, and what's your main market? For potato farmers, it could be enormous. Canada has this quirky thing that this loophole up there that they use to lock our potatoes out of Canada. It's called a ministerial that they do it. You know, sort of province by province, it's sort of, I guess it's sort of a weird thing that they do that we don't do. And some of it, frankly, Scott, comes down to the fact that we're capitalists and they're socialists. And so their government controls a lot more of industry. Our wheat farmers are very familiar with the discrimination of their product in Canada as opposed to ours, their product down here, our product in Canada versus their product down here, and how unfair that is. Certainly the dairy industry, while there's not much of it left in North Dakota, it's not completely irrelevant because a lot of what's not left is a result of Canada's discrimination against American dairy. So, and we're seeing the same things playing out in Minnesota, Wisconsin, and other much larger dairy states. So I think it just depends on what your product is and what your market is. Now, to a soybean farmer, China's still the big market, and there are other markets, but of course China's the big one, and it's the one that we have the easiest routes to. So I think it speaks to, Scotty, and why I think there should be optimism, and there is optimism, and you're seeing it already in the markets playing out, and the markets tend to be, they tend to respond to geopolitical news, of course, and they tend to be quite emotional. But the good news is that it's one more step in the momentum that this president has been creating. And you're seeing multiple other countries coming to the table, and not the least of which is the European Union, of course, and other bilateral countries, countries in bilateral deals, including some Asian countries like Japan. You see African countries now coming to the table. We've already done some deals with South American countries. So NAFTA is the next big thing, Scotty, and I think it does give optimism. And it also speaks to the heart of those strong Trump supporters in rural America and largely throughout North Dakota, that this president knows what he's doing, and that his plan is playing out as promised, and the trust that they placed in him is not without without merit and without results.
And as this plays out, of course, the USDA has come out with a $12 billion safety net package to say we understand you're being used in these negotiations in a harmful way. That deal is supposed to come out today as well. You expect that's going to be what you were hoping for?
Well, $12 billion is a lot of money in a single year, and particularly when you target it towards specific crops that are the target of retaliatory tariffs. I don't know. We'll see the details, Scott, if it's everything. Clearly, there'll be some people that won't be involved, some products that won't be involved, because I think, as we heard last week from Deputy Secretary Sensky when he was in Fargo, the point of it is to target those crops that were the target of the retaliation. And then also, though, to include in the formula how much of a market was the country who's retaliating against us. In other words, we're not going to distort history, but we want to be able to have enough there to keep the, keep the farmers on the farm and making sure that the bankers are still with them as they prepare for the next crop. And hopefully, because the way some of this is being utilized for new market development and market support, maybe you find some new markets in the process. So, I think it's playing out the way that I'd hoped when I first wrote to the secretary back in late March or early April. And we'll just see when we see all the details who the real benefactors are.
You have a couple more minutes. We have a text question about Mike Lindell's visit to Bismarck yesterday. I'd like to get in here if you can hang on. We'll take a break. Finish with Congressman Kevin Cramer and a couple other questions, one from a texter, one from me, and then continue on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins & Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins & Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free, no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
After the latest mass shooting in America, which takes place in Florida, the Florida governor, Republican Rick Scott, says,
We all have to stop and say to ourselves, we're fed up with not having a conversation about the reason this is happening.
Scott referring to the shootings at a video game tournament in Jacksonville yesterday when a gunman from Baltimore, Maryland opened fire and killed two people, injuring 11 others before he took his own life. He's identified as David Katz of Baltimore. No word on what his motive was. America and the world remembering Senator John McCain, who died Saturday at 81. He'll lie in state in Arizona Wednesday, then in the Capitol Rotunda on Friday, and there'll be a memorial service, invitation only, at the Washington National Cathedral on Saturday. This is USA Radio News.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. That's 800-296-1261.
On your mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Thank you for listening. Glad you're out there, folks. Reminder, Congressman Kramer will be with us in the Talk Radio Town Hall on Friday this week, usually Wednesday, but it'll be Friday this week, so same hour as usual. We just took a couple of days on the other end of the week, so remember that. Before we finish on the trade stuff and where we're at with so you're expecting the president to make an announcement about all this today, is that what you said?
Yeah, evidently he's preparing to make an announcement and maybe even a joint announcement one of the releases I read. But, they're awaiting, I think, any moment that he'll be making an announcement right at the White House. So, pretty cool day.
What do you think this means for your Senate campaign? I mean, you've had yourself talking about, obviously, some concern with the time this takes and the harm that's being done. One of the reasons you wrote the letter to the USDA to say, what can we do here? But basically have said, look, we do need better deals, and let's get better deals. And your opponent has just been just trashing this whole process. And, a reckless trade war that you're part of and very much against all of it, and been pretty much cheerleading its demise. Which is one of the reasons I asked Wilbur Ross about it. So if what we believe is happening, what does that mean for the race, do you believe?
Well, I've always said the best politics is good policy, and good trade deals are very good policy. And I do find it very unfortunate that we have politicians in our state and in our country that have been cheerleading for a bad economic downturn. Remember, she's been cheerleading for the tax cuts to not work. And, of course, that's not working out so well. Now you're cheerleading for these trade deals to not work, even to the point of going to one of the other countries and trying to undermine the president's efforts. And I think it's, like I said, the best way, the best politics is to do your job well, stand with your country, certainly talk about good policy and offer advice where it's needed and offer good legislation where it's needed and do your best. And I think I've done that. And I think the same is true in this trade deal, these trade negotiations, rather than just simply jumping to the partisan position that, and by the way, these are people, like in the case of my opponent, she hated NAFTA. She railed against NAFTA. Now it's like, NAFTA's the greatest thing in the world. And, she talked about against these trade deals and made a career out of it. And then suddenly, when it's politically, or at least she views it as politically advantageous, takes the other position. And I just think it's unseemly. And it's, you know, it's bad politics on her part. I'm just going to stick with what I know, and that is working with the president, while not always agreeing with him, but working with him to have successful trade deals. If we're in a trade war, helping them win the trade war rather than help them hoist the white flag, which is what Senator Heitkamp has been asking him to do. And so how it plays out is up to the voters, but I'm going to stick with what I know.
A text on a different topic says, I'd like to know how the Shiloh event with Mike Lindell went. I was not able to make it, says a texter.
Yeah, well, you missed a great event, and thanks for asking. Although I got a text from him this morning thanking me for the whole weekend. You know, he spent the whole weekend in Bismarck ministering to people and speaking to groups, including two sermons at my church. But it was just great. The Shiloh event was great. There were somewhere around, you know, between 400 and 500 people. We didn't count them all. They all just enjoyed it. We had great music and fellowship, and Mike spoke for a good deal of time, shared his testimony. The Teen Challenge men's choir sang. You know, Teen Challenge, of course, is a faith-based recovery center. And so it was just fantastic, and I was honored to be able to be a part of it, frankly.
Another listener has just sent in a picture of a MyPillow box, empty, and says, got my MyPillow bed on Saturday, had two of the best night's sleep I've had in years. So there you go. You can order up one of those MyPillow beds, too, or mattress toppers or whatever. And Mike Lindell is a great guy. He is just a great story, isn't he?
He's an incredible story. It's probably the most miraculous story I've ever heard.
Gary in Fargo for Congressman Kramer, and then we'll let him go. Go ahead, Gary. You're up.
Yeah, Congressman, I contribute to your campaign on a monthly basis. Every time I turn around, I hear Heidi commercials on the radio, and I'm not hearing anything of yours. So what's the scoop? When are you going to get with the program and get after it?
Actually, we've been pretty much dollar for dollar with her on broadcast media. So I do think it's... Some people tend to see the other ones or hear the other ones more. But, you know, in terms of rating points and dollars spent on the two campaigns and on broadcast media, it's pretty much been dollar for dollar. There was a time in the first month or so where they dumped about $1.5 million right on my head trying to knock me down. And, of course, we just went further ahead. But since that time, it's been pretty much even in TV and radio. It might be more on TV and less on radio for 1 week or 2 weeks, and then the other flip maybe the other way. I'd have to see it, you know, every day's by, so I don't know. But so it's been pretty much even. It might be the shows you listen to.
Well, I listen predominantly to this channel, but I wish you'd start calling her out on some of these ads, because I know they're bogus, and I get tired
of
hearing.
Unfortunately, that's what we've had to spend most of our money on, is on the counter ads to hers. So that's why you've seen the bull ad so often. We're actually on the third one now, where we show the PolitiFacts that once again she's, you know, that they're not telling the truth, making up numbers, making up facts, or she voted exactly the same way. That's all of those are response ads to her attacks. So it's and then, of course, last week she might have had the worst week of her campaign when the Associated Press and PolitiFact both caught her in her own lie on that 300,000, you know, people with pre-existing conditions. That one really blew up in her face. I don't know that her campaign's probably ever had a worse week than they had last week.
Yeah, that was something else. When AP is saying you're not being factual, AP, exactly, not exactly Fox News, you know, there you're a little bit of trouble there. Gary, thanks for the call. Glad you have the passion you do for this race, too, that's for sure.
Yeah, every month, thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, Congressman Kramer, we'll let you go. President is about to address the gathered folks. Go ahead and bring this up.
And we'll get rid of the name NAFTA. It has a bad connotation because the United States was hurt very badly by NAFTA for many years. And now it's a really good deal for both countries. And we look very much forward to it. And I believe the president is on the phone. Enrique? Yeah, you can hook him up.
Please come in.
You tell me when.
How are you? It's a big thing. A lot of people waiting.
Introducing President Kenya Diaz.
Hello?
Hello, Kenya.
Do you want to put that on this phone, please? Hello? Be helpful.
The Congressman Kramer told us he thought this was going to be a joint appearance. And it sounds like he is.
President Trump, how are you? Good morning.
Thank you, Enrique, and congratulations. That's really a fantastic thing. We've all worked very hard. You are brilliant. Representatives are sitting right in front of me, and I thought we would congratulate each other before it got out. I know we'll have a formal news conference in the not-too-distant future.
Exactly what's going to be news. And today, the NAFTA deal announced, now the president with the president of Mexico celebrating it. How about that? We'll take a break, come back with more on What's on Your Mind after this short timeout.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Hey, it's Scott Hinton here from What's on Your Mind with a little advice. buy this book. The book I'm holding in my hand, Open Secrets of Success, the Gary Thousand Story. Here's what folks are saying about it. Rudy, from the famous movie Rudy, says this is a phenomenal story of Gary Thousand's incredible accomplishment. Starting with nothing, he built over 400 hotels by himself, no partners, more than any single individual worldwide. What an inspiration to young people across the country. Jenny says, being part of the ESOP, I received a free retirement account. All I had to do is work hard, be part of a team and company I loved. Incredible stories here, folks. Open Secrets of Success is the good, the bad, the bumps, the whole works on how Gary Thousand took his lessons of life from Daisy, North Dakota, school teacher in Leonard, on to do some incredible things. His first hotel, Valley City, North Dakota. He goes on to be the biggest hotel developer in the country. Read the book. You'll love it. Open Secrets of Success. Get it online wherever books are sold. The Gary Thousand Story. You'll love it. Vince is here from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2. We're in the sauna section. Finleo, your sauna for life. What's that mean?
Well, that means that it's a Minnesota-based company, and it really, they'll be 100 years old in the next couple of years here, and they're made in Cokato, Minnesota. The nice thing with the sauna, there isn't just one to pick from. You can design it. You can build your own. You can do a custom cut. There's all different sizes and shapes. It's way easier than you think to own this.
And you're going
to
feel better for life.
It does some amazing things. Every time you sit in a sauna, it releases your body's natural endorphins. That's why you're going to get that runner's high. It's addictive, but that also boosts your immune system. It increases your circulation. Here's a big one. You're sweating out toxins. And I've talked to farmers who have used, when they've used the sauna for the first time, what do you suppose it smells like in the sauna? Like Roundup or herbicides. It's the metals coming out of the body. Just think about that for a minute.
Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. Tell them Scott sent you. Ace promo code gets you up to $2,000 off. Grand Forks, Fargo, Bismarck, Minot, now Devil's Lake too.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply nutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Earlier, I was telling you about the Alive at 25 course the North Dakota Safety Council does. This qualifies for insurance discounts, point reduction, and really, it's well, $55 is what the cost is without the insurance company discounts or any of the other goodies you get. $55 to give your son or daughter the tools as a young driver on how to stay alive. Drivers between the ages of 15 and 24 are more likely than anyone else to be killed in a motor vehicle collision. That's just statistics. So this highly interactive 4.5-hour program training targets drivers under the age of 25 and helps them take greater responsibility for their driving. Reality therapy, choice theory, techniques to help participants identify the five basic needs that drive human behavior. $55 to have that peace of mind. The class is limited to students between the ages of 14 and 24. It does qualify for the insurance discount and the point reduction. You can find out more about that. And I'm looking at courses in, oh, the next one is in Bismarck on September 9th. There is Dickinson, Grand Forks, Williston, Fargo, Bismarck. Another in Grand Forks, another in Williston. Check out ndsc.org. Click on the training icon at the very top of the website, and to find out more. Sign up for this. Make a lot of sense. All right, here's Donald Trump now. Donald Trump saved his remarks for after those of the Mexican president related to the new deal on NAFTA. Let's roll that.
Well, Mr. President, thank you very much. It's an honor. You've been my friend. It's been a long time since I traveled to Mexico, where we got to know each other quite well, and we actually had a good meeting. Some people weren't sure if it was a good meeting, but I was. I have a lot of good meetings that a lot of people aren't sure if they were good or not. But it's been a long time, and this is something that's very special for our manufacturers and for our farmers from both countries, for all of the people that work for jobs. It's also great trade, and it makes it a much more fair bill, and we are very, very excited about it. We have worked long and hard. Your representatives have been terrific. My representatives have been fantastic, too. They've gotten along very well, and they've worked late into the night for months. It's an extremely complex bill, and it's something that I think will be talked about for many years to come. Just good for both countries. As far as Canada is concerned, we haven't started with Canada yet. We wanted to do Mexico and see if that was possible to do. And it wasn't, I think, it wasn't from any standpoint something that most people thought was even doable when we started. If you look at it, you remember at the beginning, many people thought that this was something that just couldn't happen because of all of the different factions, all of the different sides, and the complexity. And we made it much simpler, much better for both countries. Canada will start negotiations shortly. I'll be calling the Prime Minister very soon, and we'll start negotiation. And if they'd like to negotiate fairly, we'll do that. You know, they have tariffs of almost 300% on some of our dairy products, so we can't have that. We're not going to stand for that. I think with Canada, frankly, the easiest thing we can do is to tariff their cars coming in. It's a tremendous amount of money, and it's a very simple negotiation. It could end in one day, and we take in a lot of money the following day. But I think we'll give them a chance to probably have a separate deal. We could have a separate deal, or we could put it into this deal. I like to call this deal the United States-Mexico Trade Agreement. I think it's an elegant name. I think NAFTA has a lot of bad connotations for the United States because it was a ripoff. It was a deal that was a horrible deal for our country. And I think it's got a lot of bad connotations to a lot of people. And so we will you and I will agree to the name. We will see whether or not we decide to put up a candidate or just do a separate deal with Canada if they want to make the deal. The simplest deal is more or less already made. It would be very easy to do and execute. But I will tell you that working with you has been a pleasure. Speaking with and working with President-elect Lopez Obrador has been absolutely a very, very special time. You both came together for your country. You worked together. I think that's important for the media to know. We have a small amount of media in our presence, like everybody. And the media should know that the president and the president-elect worked very closely together, because the president felt it was important that the president-elect liked what he was seeing. And our teams worked together. Our teams were really well unified, and your team was very well unified. I was very impressed with the fact that the two presidents came together and worked out something.
Donald Trump on the new NAFTA deal with Mexico celebrating that today. Obviously, the president thinking enough of that deal to call a joint press conference with the Mexican president who was joining by phone. So, Todd, how much time do we have left in the program? The music is going to start in, what, like 15 seconds? Is that right?
Yeah.
I sort of promised I was going to do the impact on the legalization of marijuana in Colorado. Do you think I can do that in 20 seconds? I'll just tell you this. Impaired driving and fatalities, youth marijuana use, adult marijuana use, a key stat, emergency department and hospital marijuana-related admissions, marijuana-related exposure, treatment, a diversion, in other words, taking Colorado marijuana where it's legal and putting it somewhere else by vehicle, a lot of that, by mail, a lot of that. Not good. But I have more specifics for, we'll save it for tomorrow, okay? God bless you. Thanks for listening. Gotta go. Bye-bye. You've heard us say, Watford City, it's not the same, it's better. Well, now it's time to see it for yourself with a great deal. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennen from the What's on Your Mind program. I'd love to invite you to Watford City and see this for yourself. So much to see, so much to do, and great places to stay, like the Roosevelt Inn & Suites, the Watford, Little Missouri Inn & Suites, Tenney's Presidential Suites and Mainstay Suites. I've stayed all over the country, and there is no finer accommodations, pound for pound, person for person, than Watford City, North Dakota. Just use the promo code BESTOFTHEWEST, and you'll get a 10% savings. Plus, they'll give you an exclusive coupon book, good for all kinds of goodies and great discounts, including a free pass to the all-new Rough Rider Center and that great water park. Watford City, North Dakota. It's not the same. It's better. Ask for the Best of the West deal in Watford City and get 10% off. Promo code Best of the West for a great stay. And we'll see you in Watford City.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too, until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.